Good afternoon. I'm Hunter Landon with a WBOC News update. An Eastern Shore lawmaker is at the center of a national political showdown. Representative Andy Harris says he's not committed to supporting Mike Johnson's candidacy for House Speaker. Harris and other Republicans have expressed dissatisfaction with Johnson's handling of a recent government spending debate. Harris is one of the most powerful men in Washington these days. As chair of the House Freedom Caucus, he holds influence over 38 Republican members, votes that could be crucial for Johnson to maintain the speaker's gavel come January. There's a change to the rules at this year's Governor's Challenge High School Basketball Tournament at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center. County Executive Julie Giordano has announced tickets are now only available for purchase in person, and no one under the age of 18 can buy a ticket without a parent or guardian present. WBOC's Kyle Orens will have more on this change and what led to it tonight on WBOC News at 6. The Starbucks strike is expanding to hundreds of stores nationwide. About 5,000 employees at more than 300 stores across 45 states are now on strike over better pay and working conditions. It is considered the largest walkout to hit the coffee chain. The Starbucks Workers United strike, prompted by failed union contract negotiations, began 1 week ago. For news anytime, get it now on WBOC.com. I'm Hunter Landon for WBOC News.